One of the most striking things about former Philadelphia City Councilman Jim Kenney's landslide win over State Senator Anthony Williams in yesterday's Democratic mayoral primary is the support that Kenney, an Irish American from South Philadelphia, received from African American voters. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that Kenney's success represents a groundbreaking level of voters crossing racial lines when casting ballots.
The first sign that something different was brewing in this mayor's race came in April, when five African-American elected officials in Northwest Philadelphia endorsed Kenney for mayor. That prompted a retort from some black leaders supporting Williams. One, attorney George Burrell, said some of the city's early African-American political leaders would be turning over in their graves to see black leaders endorsing Kenney. One of those who backed Kenney, State Representative Sherelle Parker, said Tuesday that inspired her and others to make sure they turned out a vote for their candidate.
I think members of our community were insulted by the idea that anyone would think that they were automatically entitled to their votes just because. And Jim Kenney sort of used that as an opportunity to say, I'm here to earn your vote.
Parker spoke at a polling place in the 50th ward in East Mount Airy. When the returns came in, Kenney had beaten Williams in that ward by a 2-1 margin. Dorothy Coleman, an elderly African-American woman from the neighborhood, said she voted for Kenney in part on the recommendation of Parker and City Councilwoman Marion Tasco.
I didn't know much about him, but they gave me a lot of information prior to the election. Yeah, Tasco said she sat beside him for 23 years. I take her word for it.
The results citywide stunned the city's political community. While his backers hoped Kenney would get a respectable slice of the black vote, maybe better than the estimated 15% Ed Rendell won in 1991, no one expected him to win black wards outright. An analysis of unofficial returns shows Kenney won 9 out of 19 predominantly black wards in the city. Williams ran strongest in his state Senate district. Neil Oxman is a veteran political consultant who worked for the city's first black mayor, Wilson Good, and its current one, Michael Nutter. He says Kenney's strong showing among black voters is significant and builds on the trend of crossover racial voting that emerged in 2007 when many white voters supported Nutter.
I think the city is past the situation we were in the 60s and 70s and 80s, where you had a really polarizing figure like Frank Rizzo, where there had never been an African-American elected mayor, and where the African-American community felt a gigantic stake in making sure that they were represented.
Oxman, who made ads for a super PAC supporting Kenney in this race, says African-American voters felt free to choose the candidate that seemed best prepared, and to many, it was Kenney. George Burrell, the attorney and former mayoral candidate who objected to Parker and Tasco endorsing Kenney, has a different take on the result. He says black voters who've elected three African-American mayors aren't satisfied with what they've gotten.
I think there's a frustration, particularly in poor communities, in the black community, in the Hispanic community. I think that people have said, you know, we've done this for a long time and we haven't gotten the change that we're looking for.
Charmaine Matlock-Turner, president of the Urban Affairs Coalition, agrees black voters feel less compelled to vote for an African-American than they did years ago and thinks one reason Kenney did well this time has nothing to do with race. She says members of Congress or the state legislature, like Williams, have a harder time appealing to voters in a mayoral election than someone like Kenney, who was a fixture on city council.
It gives them an advantage when they are running in the city where they have to talk about issues that people in the community have been hearing them talk about for a long period of time.
One thing all agree on, Kenney faces a challenge in meeting the hopes and aspirations of those who supported him. Dave Davies, WHYY News.